All right, good evening. Welcome to the Rescue and Revive Gospel Show. My name is Pastor John Souza. I am the guest host filling in for our beloved Pastor Domenico Denisi. And today we have with me one of our premier couples from the city of Rochester, New York. We have with us Deputy Sheriff Andy Miller and his lovely wife, Alma Miller. They both have some interesting jobs, so you're going to really enjoy this show. So again, Deputy Andy is a sheriff deputy with Monroe County. And is it true you met your wife when you arrested her?
No, that is actually not true.
That's good. That's good to know.
Some people think that, but no.
Anyhow, great to have you both. Appreciate
you
coming.
Thank you for having us.
So why don't you tell us first about your family life, maybe how you met and how you came together. And you've been married like 25 years now, right, almost?
Yep, 25 almost years, 26. 26 almost.
Yes, so we have been married, for 26 years. We have two children. We have two boys. One is 20, the other one is 22. I was born and raised in Puerto Rico.
Oh,
I moved here when I was about 14. And my mom lives here with us and my sister. So that's pretty much in a nutshell. I came to know Christ at the age of 16.
Okay.
So
in the United
I've been
States,
here
right?
since in the United
yeah,
States.
Okay.
Been here since.
All right, great. You know, my wife's Puerto Rican actually too, so we did pretty good, didn't
that's right,
Deputy
that's
Sheriff?
Right, yeah. Smart man we are.
So all right, well, you've been married over almost 26 years, mm-hmm. and you told me that you met Alma at church.
Well, actually, it was through my mom ended up getting remarried, and it was my stepfather was working with Alma's mom, and it was through a gathering at a party we met there, and that's kind of how we met.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. So tell us about your Christian testimonies, Alma. You said you got saved at 16.
Yes.
And I believe you got saved a couple of years after you...
Yeah, I got saved at 26.
26. So you were deputy sheriff already, correct?
Yep, three years I was
all right.
working, yep.
All right, why don't you tell us a little bit about your occupations and if you like, what you do, because both of you guys have very interesting jobs.
Yeah, you go first.
I am a teacher. I am a Spanish teacher and...
¿Tú hablas español?
Un poco, sí. ¿Usted habla mucho?
No comprendo, lo siento.
Yes, I'm a teacher. I've been teaching for about 12 years. I've been teaching high school, middle school, and elementary. And it has been a joy to teach Spanish, yeah.
And you're teaching at Christian schools, right?
Yes, I have.
6 years at North Star and 4 years at Finney, correct?
Yes, and I did a few years in the city. In the district.
Oh, you did? Okay. Mm-hmm. Was there a difference in the city to... compared to the Christian school?
Oh, absolutely,
students?
100%, so. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We can talk about the Lord in a private school, Christian school. It's a little bit difficult to do that in the public school, but
sure.
We still try to pray for opportunities.
Amen. Probably a lot of opportunities, I would imagine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're deputy sheriff?
Yeah, so I work, it's a very interesting part of the of law enforcement, unique in the sheriff's office in general. So I work for the civil division of the sheriff's office. So by New York State law, every sheriff's office in every county has to have deputies that are assigned to enforce civil law. So we serve and enforce things that come out of a civil court as opposed to a criminal court. So you have civil law and criminal law.
Okay,
we do on the civil law side. So that's things like service of summons and complaints. We serve subpoenas. We do orders of protection, all sorts of various court orders out of family court. Well, a big part of our job is doing evictions. Banks bring their evictions where apartment complexes, landlords. So we have to serve the eviction, then go back and enforce the court order. Child custody turnovers, we seize property, warrants of civil arrest. It's a whole broad range of different things that we do. And one thing that's it's unique about our job, too, is that unlike the Sheriff's Road Patrol, they cover all towns that don't have their own police departments, but we cover the entirety of Monroe County.
Wow.
So we're in the towns, the villages,
wow.
the city of Rochester, so I'm in the city of Rochester a big proportion of the day. So I could be like, we could be doing a job where we're trying to find someone on Lyle Avenue who's like, almost homeless,
yeah.
and then the same day doing an eviction on $1 million mansion out in Mendon.
Wow.
So it's all a wide variety of things. So, I deal with
Divorce papers? Do you serve?
Divorce papers, yeah. Yeah, you were on the list one time.
Yeah, for yourself. Don't give my wife any ideas, deputy. But so you don't really want to see you at our door, right?
Yeah, so pretty much, yeah. It's always not, you know, I'm kind of like the bearer of, like, bad news as opposed to the bearer of, like, you're like, pastor, bearer of the good news.
Amen.
Unfortunately, I have to bring the bad news. But, it's, you know, it's part of the, it's good news on the sense, say you're a landlord and your tenant hasn't paid in 2 years.
Right.
Well, it's good news for you when we get them out.
Yes,
you
sir.
Can re-rent your place, right? So
right.
It's good news on the, but the people that we deal with, it's always the people that don't really want to see us coming. It's like I'm knocking on the door and bringing coffee and donuts, which I would like to do. But
so you're really helping keep the law, keep the peace.
Yeah, it's part of the law that's it has to be enforced, and it's part of the duties of the sheriff.
We need someone to do it. I'm just not big enough to do that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So. Well, that's great. So, being a deputy sheriff, you probably see a lot of the underbelly of society, and you probably see a lot of situations that, being a Christian man, probably really break your heart. Mm-hmm. You know. Jeremiah 8 says, for the brokenness of my people, I am broken. I mourn. I'm dismayed. So I imagine you see a lot of sad cases out there. I know I do as a pastor in the inner city, but you're out there every day.
Yeah. It's tough because you have the people that we see, they're not having a good day.
Right.
You know, it's always, you know, whether it's a minor issue or something major, the people that we're dealing with, they're going through trials that mm-hmm. They're unfortunately to bring these to the forefront, but they have to be dealt with, and dealing with intense, you know, family court issues, you know, battles between, over kids. That's a big part. Where we just the other day we did a child custody turnover. The mom drove like 7 hours from out of state to come get her child because the father was supposedly abusing her. So we have to actually go find that child, seize the child, and turn him over to the mom and. So things like that are very difficult to see,
You see sad cases probably every day.
Yeah.
So let me go to Miss Alma, and then I'm going to come back to you about all this. Miss Alma, being a teacher of our future generation, what hopes and concerns do you have for our future?
Okay,
we have a good generation of kids coming up, because they're going to be taking care of me in the and when I'm in a nursing home.
I really believe we do have a great generation growing up. I think we need to point them to the right direction. Mm-hmm. So some of the hopes is for them to embrace the Word of God, for them to learn the Word of God in the sense where God gives them direction. God knows their future. God knows their plans. And so I know a lot of them go try and figure that out on their own. Mm-hmm. But they need to, you know, go to the Word of God. God has a plan for them, and He wants to reveal that plan for Amen. Them. So I really hope that, I heard about Oklahoma. They are putting up the Ten Commandments inside the schools, and also they are going to be studying the Bible.
No kickback on that, though, huh?
Right. Yeah. Yes,
I've
teaching
seen that.
The
Great.
Bible.
There's hope.
There is hope. It has given me, you know, so much hope to see a change with our youth.
Yeah, I think maybe society, some people recognize that you need God. You know, when they got rid of the Bible reading and prayer in school in the early 60s, things just went downhill. Mm-hmm. So, the Bible says God always has a remnant. So you see a remnant of young students that have a touch of God in their lives that are going to move into this next generation and help us out. You can see God's got even young teenagers.
Yes, He
Amen.
Does.
Amen.
That is a blessing. And I got to see that in both schools where I worked at, where I would see kids that I know, they knew their call, they knew what they wanted to do, and they wanted just to serve the Lord. And today, they are a little bit older, and it's beautiful to see them at church, serving God, singing for the Lord. There is hope.
So Finney School and North Star School, if you're a parent out there and you have a young child, hey, those are two good options, would you say?
Absolutely. Amen. They're going to get the Word of God, and they will be surrounded by Christians, strong Christians, so they will get strong influence.
Amen. One of my best friends, Dylan Oker, who has been with this radio show with me, he was a graduate of Finney. So, hey, kudos to you.
Great schools.
So how does your Christian faith influence you on your job?
I would say the main thing is to have, you know, be able to have compassion and empathy, you know, and support others. I think when I first started my job, for the first 3 years, I wasn't saved, and, you know, it was just kind of like, I can't say it didn't really affect me, but it was more like, you know, now being a Christian, you kind of see there's a difference, you know, when you have the Holy Spirit, you know, residing inside of you, you have that compassion, empathy, where I can try to, you know, try to help others and minister to them in whatever way I can. You know, it's not always possible, and obviously every situation,
sure.
But there's, you know, opportunities where, you know, the Lord, I just listen to the leading of the Spirit to help others, give them a word of encouragement, share my faith.
Amen.
I've been able to pray with others, you know, bless them in certain ways.
They're probably surprised when the family shares praying with them.
Yeah, I've, you know, done that before, but, you know, it's a blessing. You know, I've just got, you know, like I said, leading of the Spirit and where that goes. But, and also to always remember that, you know, everyone out there, like I said, the people that I go see and on a daily basis, every job, it's they're going through something, going through some kind of trial, and that the Lord, you know, died for them, too. And just to always remember that, you know?
Right, right. So it's not just a job, it's an adventure, right? And it's adventure. A ministry, right?
Yeah. It really is.
So do you see a difference between the first 3 years as a non-Christian and not having the Holy Spirit and the love of God in your heart, working your job, compared to now being out there doing your job, but also having the ministry of the Spirit?
Yeah, it's next month it will actually be 30 years.
30 years, wow. There. You only look 30 years old.
Yeah, that's what I hear. But so I don't feel it. But
I'm jealous.
No, but sometimes, so 30 years almost on the job. But and especially too, when I started, I wasn't married, I didn't have children. So it was really different when you're single, young guy. But now looking back, as many years, especially having children and raising children, I can see when I go into these certain situations, really dealing with the family court matters, the perspective as I've been progressing through my life, as my kids got older, now they're in their 20s, you can kind of really have more, again, like a compassion to see what these, trying to put myself in a situation, like that's how horrible some of these situations these people are in, just try to do my best to do my job, do my duty as a law enforcement officer, but at the same time have that compassion where I can, you know, help them in whatever way I can.
So I know as a deputy sheriff or as a policeman, you have a lot of different tools and equipment on you. I'm not sure you guys even get around with so much stuff, but you have the tool of the Holy Spirit, which is one of the best tools, right?
Amen, yes, for sure.
And then Ms. Alma, being the wife of a deputy sheriff, you know, your husband's out there every day, every situation's probably different. It's not always peaceful, probably. I'm sure it keeps you praying. And how come your hair's not gray? And how come your hair's not gray?
Well, I'm hiding some of it. But I definitely pray for him every day. You know, when I'm pulling out of the driveway, I always see his car and the car of my boys. And I just always, Lord, you know, keep them safe, protect them.
I pray for him too, actually, at times.
I pray for the
policemen and deputy sheriffs.
Yeah.
Well, so, Ms. Alma, okay, being a Christian, and of course, you were working at a Christian school, but you said you worked in inner city.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see advantages, obviously, dumb question, to having the Holy Spirit and being a Christian in your job? How does that influence your job, if you don't mind me asking?
So for me, it's a little bit different because I see the kids every day. So I know Andy sees them for a moment, gets to minister to them, and walks away. But I see them every single day. So for me, it's got to be the real thing. You have to know the Lord. And Christianity has to be real. They have to see it. And it's not like I have to show them. This is something like, you know, every day I just seek the Lord. Lord, help me through this day. And so they need to see
the real thing, right?
The real thing. And I think that's the biggest influence for our young people.
I agree.
To be able to see it. And for our children, too.
Well, I know you're the real thing. I saw on Facebook how they gave you a going away. They had some nice accolades to say about you.
It
had to be really touching.
Excellent.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, Officer Andy, I know you're out there on the street dealing with the different kind of people, but you also teach Bible studies to fellow law enforcement officers, right? So tell us a little bit about that.
So,
real quick, so you're sharing the bad news with people on the street, but you're sharing the good news with the officers who probably need to hear it and to be equipped with what you have to teach them.
Yeah, so it's been a blessing. So I've been involved with a Bible study for many, many years now. So it's a Bible study that we do once a month out at a church out in Spencerport. And it's open to all law enforcement, any kind of aspect of law enforcement, and their spouses, their, you know, family, friends. It's really just a community Bible study for law enforcement people. And it's nice where we can gather and, you know, we can have common, you know, theme with our work situations. We can, you know, pray with one another and talk about things maybe where we couldn't share with other people. But it's a wonderful time of, we have time of worship, time of, you know, we have food, we have fellowship, prayer time, and we have a teaching from God's Word. And it's myself and another retired.